Now, for many of us, spiders can be a source of skin-crawling horror. But for researcher Genevieve Kerr from the University of the Sunshine Coast, these eight-legged critters have been a lifelong fascination. Genevieve is currently researching one particular Australian arachnid, the golden orb weaving spider. This special spider produces a silk that has enormous potential for the creation of super strong synthetic materials and could even be used in items like bulletproof jackets. Genevieve joins us on the line now. Genevieve, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem, Tess. Thanks for having me here.
So spiders, I guess when most people would think about it, there tends to be a pretty common response of just horror or disgust or not really wanting to go anywhere near them. How did you wind up in this research?
Yeah, well, I still don't like it when I walk into a spider web in the forest. But walking into the spider webs was what brought my fascination about, is how strong the silk is. And looking further into how it could actually improve modern synthetics, I believe it could really revolutionise it. So I thought I'd just look into it.
And it is ridiculously strong. How, I guess, do you go about testing the strength of spider silk? It is so thin.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of delicacy and good eyes. But just basically using a load cell device and stretching it until it fractures, and this all collects data and gives us a good analysis of what potential the silk has.
And so compared to some of the synthetic materials that are on the market today, how strong is the silk compared to those?
Oh, well, it's way above it. So at least 100 times tougher, and can succeed Kevlar, the bulletproof vestings of any material. And yeah, so nothing really compares.
And I was actually not expecting the number to be that high. What makes it so strong?
It's a combination of elasticity and strength, so it's not so much one or the other. And we haven't been able to replicate it through the modern mechanisms that we create synthetics at the moment. So, yeah, we just haven't been able to figure out the protein structure, basically, which we could replicate synthetically.
And so I guess replicating that protein structure, if we did manage to be able to do that, what would that mean for synthetic materials?
Completely revolutionise it. No synthetic material would be the same, because we'd no longer have clothes that would wear out. We would have motorbike clothing that would be as light as a T-shirt. And yeah, everything would change.
And the one that's been floating around that completely boggles my mind is that it could potentially be used in items, designing items like bulletproof vests and bulletproof jackets. That's like a realistic possibility then.
Yeah, definitely. So it can withstand that much force that a bullet would not penetrate through it.
That absolutely blows my mind. Now, the golden orb spider is the one that I guess your research has particularly been focusing on. What makes their silk different?
It's basically the protein structure. So other people have done research on various golden orbs, but we have a giant golden orb here in Australia.
Of course we do.
Yeah, it grows to about the size of a dinner plate. Of course in Australia everything's big and scary and wants to eat you. And the giant one here in Australia hadn't been researched very well. So I thought, bigger spider, stronger silk, that's what you'd expect. And that's pretty much what we found too.
And before I do let you go, Genevieve, I know it's kind of looking into the crystal ball a little bit, but do you think there is any sort of time frame on potentially how soon we could see some of these synthetic materials?
You'll start seeing them within the next few years, but to actually get it to the point of mass production, that can take who knows how long.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem. Thanks, Tess.
That was Genevieve Kerr, researcher from the University of the Sunshine Coast, having a chat with us about her fascinating research into the silk of the golden orb weaving spider. Stick